You may remember the last two times that I've preached to you this year, I preached to you out of the 23rd Psalm.
你们大概都记得我是在今年前两次我讲到的时候讲到也是诗篇23章。
We've done verses 2 and 3. This morning we're going to do verse 4.
我们讲过了23章的第二节第三节今天我们来讲第四节。
And maybe I'll be asked back and we can do the other verses later.
也许我会讲到前面的然后我们来再回忆一下。
In the first half of this beautiful psalm, David paints a beautiful picture for us.
在前三节大卫为我们描绘了一个非常美丽的场景。
It's a picture of lush green pasture land.
这场景当中有绿色非常 绿色富饶的土地。
It's a picture of still, cool, clean, refreshing waters.
有着平静清澈的湖水。
And it's a picture of a God who, very much like a shepherd would do for the sheep of his flock, would, when they fall down, would pick them up, put them back on their feet, and point them in the right direction.
还有神这位在大卫跌倒的时候将他扶起并指引给他正确方向的就像一位牧者为他的羊群所做的。
In verse 4, David turns the light out, so to speak.
在第四节中大卫好像是突然把灯给熄灭了。
He takes us with him into the valley experiences of life.
他把我们带入他生命当中黑暗的低谷。
And I think we can all identify with those valley experiences.
这低谷也应该能使我们想起我们生命中的某些时刻。
In fact, we just sang about them just a moment ago.
就像我们之前就这边第四节读到的。
I want you to look at what the Lord, what David says to the Lord, who he has called his shepherd.
在这里大卫对他的牧者所说。
He says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
即使我走过死荫的幽谷我不惧怕。
Because you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
因为你与我同在你的竿你的杖会安慰我。
David had a confidence that few people today know anything about.
大卫有着我们许多人都没有过的一种自信。
It wasn't a confidence in himself and his own ability to get him out of the most difficult of circumstances.
这个自信不是来自他自身能够脱离困境的能力。
It was a confidence in his God who, like a shepherd would do for his sheep, could be counted on.
这个自信是因为他知道神与他同在这个神是他的牧者。
It was a confidence in his God that whatever was going on in his life, wherever he was, whatever he was experiencing, his God was with him.
无论他知道无论他经历什么他的能力有多少他知道神会一直与他同在。
And when he found himself in a valley, he knew that the Lord would see him safely through to the other side.
当他发现自己如果在低谷中他知道神会看顾他直到他安全穿越到达出口。
I have yet to meet a person who particularly enjoys the valleys of life.
我还没有遇到过一个人会特别享受生命中低谷中的经历。
I think we all long for those higher ground moments, those mountaintop experiences.
我们都渴望那些身处高处的时刻。
We want to have those experiences that put a smile on our face and happiness in our heart and a spring in our step.
我们都希望那些时刻是让你能够微笑让你感到非常的喜悦让你的脚步也轻盈起来。
We want those experiences like when we we receive some kind of special recognition.
就好像我们生活当中得到了某一些奖励。
Or when we graduate high school.
或是我们高中毕业。
When we graduate college.
或是大学毕业。
When we get married.
或是我们结婚。
Or when those children start coming.
或是孩子出生了。
Or when they go off to college.
或是孩子去大学上学了。
Or when we give our heart to Jesus.
或是我们把我们的心献给基督。
Or we surrender to his calling in our life.
我们在神的呼召当中顺服。
Or we rededicate our lives to him.
或是我们将自己献给我们的神。
We all want those mountaintop experiences.
我们都希望有这种身处高处喜悦的时刻。
I'm talking about those mountaintop experiences that are in a way a foretaste of that final mountaintop experience, the one that will never end, the one that will put an end to all of our difficulties and problems.
这种在高山山顶的时刻，这种喜悦的时刻，然后持续又不会终止，并且会解决我们所有的问题，这是我们每个人都想要的。
You know, I hate to be the bearer this morning of bad tidings, but, you know, Jesus said, in this world, he said this to his disciples, in this world, you will have trouble.
今天早上我不想给大家讲坏消息，但是在圣经当中，耶稣对他的门徒说过，这个世界上你们会遇到困难。
In other words, in between every one of those mountaintops where we want to spend all of our time is a valley.
就是在高山，在两个山顶中间，有高，是山坡的起伏，是低地，是山谷。
It may not amount to anything more than just a dip in the road, but it may be really deep and really dark.
这些山谷有可能非常的深，非常的暗。
And if anybody knew that, it was David.
大卫在这里。
You see, he grew up to be, remember, the greatest king, in the history of the nation of Israel.
在大卫成为以色列王的时候之前。
But he grew up as a shepherd tending sheep.
在这之前他是一个牧羊人。
And every spring as a young shepherd, he would join other shepherds in Israel, taking their flocks to the alpine meadows, the high range lands, for the summer.
在每个春天，作为一个年轻的牧羊人，大卫和其他以色列的牧羊人一样，他们会把羊赶往高地，赶往高地，高山上面的草地和高处的牧场，为了夏天羊能够在那边，吃草。
The way that he would do that, he would take them by way of the many valley or gulches and draws and ravines that were actually a part of the mountains.
在牧羊人将他们的羊赶往山上的时候，会途经很多的山谷，像是沟壑、峡谷，这些都是山峦的一部分。
He did that for at least a couple of reasons.
他会这样做有几个原因。
That's where the water was. Of course, the water is in many cases what formed those depressions in the ground.
水源一般都会在山谷附近出现，因为水一般都会在低处聚集起来。
The sheep were going to need water on their way up.
羊在这么长的旅途当中是需要喝很多水的。
Because there was water, there was grass.
而且因为有水，也会有草。
You see, the shepherd knew that those valleys that were a part of the mountain were the best, if not the only way, to the mountaintop where they wanted to spend the summer.
所以大卫他知道，经过山谷，这是最好到达山顶的路径。
But the shepherds also knew that some of those valleys could be really dark.
那些牧羊人他们也知道，山谷有可能会非常的黑暗。
There is, I understand, according to Google, a valley called the valley of the shadow of death.
如果你谷歌一下的话，在那样的山谷也被人们称为是死荫之谷。
It is real, and some have suspected that surely David took his flocks through there as when he was a small boy.
所以在以色列，人们可能知道在大卫当时也是带着他的羊群经过了那样的山谷。
And maybe he did, maybe he didn't.
也许他真的经过过，也许他没有。
One thing about this valley is it is, they say, very deep.
那些山谷它非常非常的深。
And it's very narrow.
而且也非常的窄。
And the banks are very steep.
也伴随着非常陡的浅滩。
And because it was so narrow, it could be really dark.
因为那个山谷它非常的窄，所以大多数时候都会非常的昏暗。
Even during the daytime, the only time it would get direct sunlight would be at high noon.
即使是在白天的时候，真正能有阳光射入的时候是在正午的时候。
And certainly at night, when all it had was the stars shining, if that,It could be very dark.
所以到了晚上的时候，可能会非常非常的暗。
In fact, many Hebrew scholars say the best way to translate what David says here is, even though I walk through the valley of deepest darkness.
很多学者将大卫在这里写的希伯来文翻译为，是的，虽然我走过幽谷中最深最深的黑暗。
A valley like that wasn't just scary because it was associated with the valley of dying or sorrow that we sometimes go through.
在这里大卫所描述的不仅仅是一种濒临死亡和那种悲伤我们所经历过的。
The deep darkness could also refer to any kind of suffering and trial that we go through.
那种最深的黑暗，还包括了我们经历各种的苦难。
And it would certainly capture the experience of many a shepherd.
这里所指的黑暗可以用来形容一个牧羊人带领他的羊群所走过深谷时候的一个体验。
Because it was dark,It was just difficult to see any obstacles or dangers along the way.
因为很黑，所以很难看到前面的障碍物，或者是当中有什么阻挡的东西。
And there were very real dangers.
也在这当中可能会有真正的危险存在。
You can imagine it would be just that much more easy for a predator.To hide out behind and to keep themselves hidden in a valley like that.
捕食者很容易在这样的山谷当中隐藏在暗处。
And of course, there was always that danger of an avalanche of snow or rocks or mud.
除此之外，还有落石、山崩和雪崩的危险。
But despite the dangers and despite the darkness.Those shepherds knew that it was oftentimes the best, if not the only way, up to the mountaintop.
然而尽管黑暗和危险，牧羊人知道这是最好的到达山顶的路径。
So it is with us.
这也可以用在我们自己的生活当中。
I'm sure that thrills you today, doesn't it?
我知道这对大家来说并不是什么好消息。
While In our 20th century technologically sophisticated American society, while we're all caught up in a search for ease and comfort,
我们生活在这21世纪，我们通过科技来寻找捷径，还有生活的舒适。
The fact remains that the best, if not the only way, to the mountaintops where we'd like to spend all our time is by way of the valleys.
但是要到达山顶，最好的路径还是要经过低谷。
And it's those valleys that we seek to avoid, oftentimes, if at all possible.
尽管这些低谷是我们都希望能够尽我们所能避开的。
There are a couple of things that I believe we need to do in response to that somber truth.
我想当你经过低谷的时候，你可以做这么几件事情。
And first is that we recognize that the valleys of life are inevitable.
首先我们要知道这些低谷是不可避免的。
Folks, you're going to have times of difficulty and disappointment and discouragement.
你会经历许多的困难、失望、挫折。
You're going to have times of suffering and sickness and sorrow.
你会经历苦难、病痛和悲伤。
You're going to have times of fatigue and frustration and failure.
你会经历许多疲惫、挫折和失败。
Now you may be able to avoid some of these valleys, but I promise you, you're not going to be able to avoid them all.
你可能有能力去避开其中的一些，但是你无法避开所有。
So the first thing is to recognize they're going to come whether you like it or not.
所以第一件事情是你要知道，这些低谷是不可避免的。
So the second thing is make sure you've got good company.
其次是确保你有好的同伴。
Make sure specifically you have with you the one that David called his shepherd.
特别是你有那位像大卫所称的那位牧者。
You see, he's the only one who can really take care of you while you're in whatever valley you're ever going to have to go through in life.
那位牧者是唯一能当你无论在什么低谷的时候都看顾你的那一位。
And he's the only one who is able to see you safely to the other side of every one of those valleys.
那位牧者是唯一能将你安全带出每一个低谷的那一位。
In John 10, verse 11, Jesus said, That's me.
在约翰福音第十章十一节，耶稣说，这是我。
Jesus left no question about it. He said, I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧者。
Folks, as the good shepherd, he knows all about the darkness.
作为一个好牧者，耶稣他知道所有的黑暗和危险。
He knows all about the dangers.
他知道所有的危险。
He's been through some valleys I promise you, you never want to go through.
他经历过的深谷比你经历的更加的黑暗。
And he is more than able to take good care of you in whatever valley you'll ever find yourself in.
所以他有足够的能力来保守看顾你无论你在什么样的低谷。
Now there's a third thing this morning I want you to notice, and this is really incredible.
今天我要讲的第三点。
And that is, it is possible to be unafraid in whatever valley you're ever going to have to go through.
你完全可以在你即将经历的低谷不惧怕。
David said here, I will fear no evil.
大卫说，我不怕遭害。
For him, it was a decision that he could make.
对大卫来说，恐惧是一种选择。
David was determined to choose to be afraid of no evil.
而且他决心不去惧怕遭害和可能那些 可能发生在他身上的不测。
He was determined to be afraid of no bad thing that could ever happen to him. It didn't matter what that might be.
所以大卫他决心他不去惧怕可能会发生在他身上的不测无论是什么。
Now, I believe if David could do it, you can do it too.
我相信如果大卫能这么做你也可以。
So let me tell you how he did it.
让我来告诉你他是怎么做到的。
He did it by knowing that the Lord his shepherd was right there with him.
因为他认识神他的牧者一直与他同在。
Likewise, you can be unafraid.
同样的你也可以不惧怕。
If you really know that the Lord your shepherd,is with you.
如果你认识这位神，也相信神，你的牧者与你同在。
After all, he does promise to be with us until the end of the age, doesn't he?
神他应许过我们，在最后他会一直与我们同在。
Would you agree with me? He keeps his promises.
大家是不是也相信神会，神会保，会应他的应许都会成真？
It reminds me of the story about a ship on the sea that was caught in a terrible storm.
这让我想起了一个小男孩，他所在的船在海上经历到很恶劣的暴风雨。
Everybody on that ship was just scared to death, scared that they were going to die.
船上的每一个人都担心自己活不久了。
Everybody except just one person.
这个船上所有人除了一个人。
And that was a little boy.
就是这位小男孩。
Who slept through it all.
他却很，他却安静地在那儿睡觉。
Because he was in his mother's arms.
因为他在他妈妈的怀里。
David was unafraid because he knew, at least at that moment in his life, that his shepherd was with him.
大卫之所以他不惧怕，是因为，他知道在那样的时刻，神他的牧者会与他同在。
And he knew, at least at that moment in his life, that the Lord was comforting him.With his rod and his staff.
他知道在那个时刻，神会用他的杖、他的竿来安慰他。
The Hebrew word that David uses here is, he really comforts me.
大卫在这里用的词句可以翻译说，他真的安慰我。
He really consoles me.
他真的安慰我。
I think what David is saying here is, When my heart gets all stirred up because of the darkness and dangers that I'm experiencing, he calms my troubled heart with his rod and his staff.
我相信大卫这里真正想说的是，当我的心因为黑暗和危险搅扰时，他会使我不安的心平静，用他的杖，他的竿。
I think sometimes we...Who didn't grow up shepherds, we don't understand what he's talking about here.
也许我们不太熟悉，牧羊的这样一件事情。
A shepherd's rod was actually a club that was about 3 feet long.
牧羊人他用的杖大概是有3尺长。
And of course he'd use it to protect himself and his sheep from danger.
他会用杖来保护他自己和他的羊群远离危险。
Philip Keller wrote a book called A Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm.
Philip Keller 在他的书从牧人的角度来看诗篇23章中讲到。
And in that book he talks about how growing up in Africa, he used to watch shepherd boys have contests to see who could throw their rod over the greatest distance with the greatest accuracy.
他讲到在非洲是他从小生活的地方，牧童中间会竞赛，看谁能够将杖在一定的距离精准投掷到目标物。
You can imagine if the shepherd saw a predator, he could just let that thing fly.
你可以想象，如果说一个牧羊人他遇到野兽，他可以用他的杖来。
And if he hit that predator, that'd be fine.
如果他打中了那个野兽的话，他就安全了。
But he could also use it on the sheep.
这个杖也可以用在羊身上。
If the sheep would wander off towards something dangerous, maybe a cliff or some poisonous weeds, he could throw that thing and it would land just near to the sheep that it would get his attention and send them scurrying back.To the safety of the flock.
如果一个羊群它离了队，它可能正在靠近一个危险的东西，可能是一个峡谷，可能是有毒的植物。这时候牧羊人他就可以掷出他手中的杖，然后他掷到羊的附近，这样可以引起羊的注意，然后把走丢的羊 带回到他的羊群当中。
Shepherd could also use it to beat the bushes, where snakes might be hiding.
牧羊人他也可以用杖来驱赶蛇，在这种灌木丛当中。
And he might use that club to gently separate the wool and examine the sheep for any hidden diseases or, wounds that needed to be treated.
甚至他可以用杖来拨开羊身上厚厚的羊毛来查看羊身上是不是有隐藏的疾病或者是伤口需要进一步治疗。
Well, the Lord, our shepherd, has a rod too.
我们的神他也有他的杖。
I believe it's the word of God.
那就是神的话语。
Which the Apostle Paul says is profitable for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
保罗曾说过，神的话语与教训督责使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
Like a rod, God uses His word to alert us when we're getting too close to danger.
像这个杖一样，当有危险逼近的时候，神就用他的话语来警示我们。
Let me just give you a word of advice this morning.
让我来给大家一个。
You're going to have enough troubles in this life. You don't need to go looking for more.
人生当中有很多这样子的麻烦。
And God helps us stay away from a lot of trouble.
神他会用他的话语来让我们远离很多的麻烦。
Also using the word of God, He makes us aware of that snake, the devil, and the cleverness that He uses to tempt us.
神也会用他的话语让你来警觉到撒旦化身为蛇来引诱你的犯罪。
And like a shepherd examines his sheep, so God uses his word to examine us.
就像牧羊人用杖来检查羊身上的一些疾病，神也用他的话语来检验你。
The writer of Hebrews said, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart.
希伯来书的作者写道，上帝的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更锋利，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
See, you may look just fine on the outside.
你可能外在看来一点都没事。
But God looks beneath the surface. In fact, He knows you better than you know yourself.
但是神比你更了解你自己。
And He'll convict you of sin in your life that nobody else is aware of. Maybe you're not even aware of yourself.
神可能会用他的话语来定你的罪，即使其他人都不知道，甚至有时候连你自己都没有意识到自己犯罪。
And as you hold up His word up against your life, He will show you exactly where you stand in your relationship with Him.
如果你用神的话语来检验自己的话，你可以知道你在你和神之间的关系当中在什么样的一个位置。
God has a rod, the word of God, which David said calmed his troubled heart in the valleys of his life.
大卫说，神有他的杖，就是他的话语，他能使你不安的心平静。
David said that God also has a staff.
大卫说，神还有他的竿。
A shepherd's staff is that long, slender stick about 6 feet.Long that has a crook on the end.
一个牧羊人的杆大概是一个六尺长的一个细棍子，这棍子的一头有一个钩子。
Of course, a shepherd might use it to just lean on during those long, weary watches at night.
牧羊人他会在漫长的赶羊的途中将自己不时靠在杆子上面休息。
But he'd also use it if a little baby lamb got separated from the nourishment that he needed of his mother, got separated from his mother, he could hook that hook around the lamb and bring it back to the mother. He wouldn't want to touch it with his hands because his mother might reject the lamb, but he could bring it back to the mother in the nourishment that it needed.
牧羊人也会用杆子将刚刚出生的小羊，如果他和他的母羊分开的话，他会用杆子将小羊拨到他妈妈的身边，他不会用手去碰小羊。
He'd also use that staff to gently guide the sheep if it found itself on a new or dangerous path or trying to go through a gate. He just applied with the tip of his staff, the other tip of his staff, a little pressure to the side of the sheep to guide the sheep in the way that he ought to go.
他也会轻轻地用杆子的头来拨动羊群，试图带领他们去往一个新发现的或者是危险的道路。
And if the sheep got himself caught up in some thorn bushes, all tangled up his wool with the thorns, he would use that staff.
也有时候当羊可能它的羊毛和荆棘缠在了一起，困在荆棘的灌木当中，牧羊人也会他用他的杆将羊毛和荆棘拨开。
He wouldn't want to get in there with his hands and damage his hands and the thorns, but he'd use the tip of the staff to gently separate the wool from the thorns.
他也不会用他的手，因为荆棘它有很多的刺会伤到他自己，所以他会用杆来把羊毛和荆棘慢慢拨开。
I believe God has a staff too.
我相信神他也有他的杆。
And that staff is the Holy Spirit.
这杆就是圣灵。
The Holy Spirit of God operates in the same way.
圣灵也是有这样的作用。
And when we quit taking in the spiritual nourishment that we need, He'll bring us back to the milk of the Word.
当我们拒绝我们所需要圣灵的滋养，他会将我们带回，让圣灵的养分继续让我们成长。
He'll bring us back to the church where His word is proclaimed and studied.
神会用圣灵让我们把我们重新带回教会，他的道得以宣告和学习的地方。
He'll bring us back to Himself so that we can study, we can have that nourishment that we need, that spiritual nourishment we need.
神会把用杆把我们带回他的身边，让圣灵的养分来滋养我们。
The Bible also says in John 16:3 that the Holy Spirit guides us and leads us in all truth.
在约翰福音第16章13节，他说到，圣灵会指引带领我们进入真理。
He makes the truths of His word clear in our mind and gently leads us in the right direction.
圣灵会让神的真理进入到我们的心，温柔地将我们带入正确的方向。
And He'll rescue us when we find ourselves veering off into a dangerous direction.Get ourselves all tangled up in some sin.
神他会拯救我们，当我们迷失并且困在罪中。
Like a shepherd will use his staff, so God uses His Holy Spirit to get us all entangled when we get off track.
就像牧羊人他会用他的杆，神也会用圣灵来将我们从罪中拯救出来。
David says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
大卫说，是的，虽然我行过死荫的幽谷，我不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
And we don't have to be afraid either of any bad thing.
所以我们也不需要害怕，我们生命中会出现一些什么不测。
A Scottish preacher by the name of John McNeill tells about how as a boy he used to have to walk home a considerable distance through a thick forest and large ravine.
苏格兰的一个传教士 John McNeill 讲到在他小时候他回家需要走很长的一段距离其中要经过一片山谷当中非常茂密的树林。
There are reports about how there are always wild animals and robbers along the way.
这个树林当中经常被报道说有强盗和野兽出没。
So he's always pretty nervous about every time he made his way past those spooky looking trees.
所以每次经过这片有点恐怖的树林的时候，他都十分的紧张。
This is what he wrote.
他写道,
One night it was especially dark, but I was aware that something or someone was moving slowly and quietly toward me.
在一个十分漆黑的夜晚，我感觉到有什么东西或是人慢慢的向我靠近。
I was sure it was a robber.
我觉得可能是一个强盗。
When a voice called out, its eerie tone struck my heart cold with fear.
我听到了一个响声，我内心充满了恐惧。
I thought I was finished.
我想我可能活不过今晚了。
But then came the second call.
接着又传来一声响声。
This time I could hear the voice.
这次我可以听到有一个人在说话。
And the voice was saying, John, is that you?
那个声音说道, John, 是你吗?
He said, he is my father.
原来是我的父亲。
He had known about my fear and had come out to meet me.
他知道我害怕，他便走到林子里来找我。
The dangers that we experience in life are as real as those things that McNeill was afraid of.
我们所面临的危险，和 McNeill 这里所面临的恐惧一样的真实。
Nevertheless, you need not be afraid if the Lord is your shepherd.
然而，如果神是你的牧者，你无需害怕。
He promises to be with you and to comfort you with His Word and His Spirit.
因为他会与你同在，他的话语和圣灵都会安慰你。
I really like how H.H. Berry put it so long ago.
我很喜欢 H.H. Berry 在所说的一段话。
In pastures green, not always, sometimes he who knoweth best in kindness leadeth me in weary ways where heavy shadows be.
牧场是绿色的吗？并不总是。有时神会领我们走黑云密布的艰辛之路。
And by still waters? No, not always so. Oft times the heavy tempests round me blow, and o'er my soul waves and billows go.
水面是平静的吗？并不总是。许多时候暴风雨使我难以前行，巨浪在我的灵上拍打。
But when the storms be loudest, and I cry aloud for help, the Master standeth by and whispers to my soul, Lo, it is I.
当风暴最猛烈的时候，我哭求帮助，我主就在我身边，对我的灵低语，是的，我在这里。
So wherever He leads me, I can safely go, and in the blessed hereafter I shall know. Why in His wisdom He hath led me so.
所以只要他带领，我安心的去。在不久的将来，因他的恩典，我必知他带我去的缘由。
You're going to have to go through some valleys of life. Some of them can be really dark and really dangerous.
你会经历到生命中的一些低谷，其中一些会十分黑暗和危险。
You can go through them unafraid. When you know like David knew that the Lord your shepherd is with you, and he promises to comfort you with his word and his spirit.
你可以不用害怕，当你知道神你的牧者与你同在，并且他向你保证他会安慰你，用他的话语和他的圣灵。
You know, sometimes we know it, and sometimes we don't know it so much.
有些时候我们知道，但是有些时候我们却并不怎么知道。
I hope this message will help you know it just a little bit more.
我希望今天的信息能够让你进一步的了解。
So at least you're just a little bit more prepared the next valley that comes along in your life.
让你在下一个你将面临到的低谷时有所准备。
Because it is possible to be unafraid.
因为你是可以做到不惧怕的。
If the Lord is your shepherd.
如果神是你的牧者。
I hope he's your shepherd this morning.
我希望今天神已经成为你的牧者。
If he's not your shepherd, You have a lot to be afraid of.
如果神还不是你的牧者，你还有很多恐惧。
You don't have with you in this life and eternity the only one who can give you all the help and comfort and encouragement that you need.
在这段生命当中和永生的生命当中，你没有神那一位唯一能给你帮助、安慰和鼓励的真神。
If the Lord isn't your shepherd this morning, you can change that.
如果神还不是你的牧者，你今天你从今天早上就可以开始改变。
You can become a part of His flock by, first of all, repenting of your sin.
你可以选择加入神的羊群，首先通过忏悔你的罪。
Quit loving it and start hating it and turn away from it.
首先就是从最终转向回转。
And then place your faith and trust in Jesus and what he did on the cross for you.
然后相信耶稣他在十字架上为你所做的。
Trust in him to do what he alone can do, and that is to forgive you of your sins and to bring you alive spiritually with a life that makes this life full and meaningful and last for all eternity.
相信耶稣能够只有耶稣能够为你所做的就是赦免你的罪，给予你充满意义的新的生命，直到永永远远。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, I thank you that you want to be the shepherd, the good shepherd of everyone here today.
Oh, 主啊，感谢你愿意成为我们每一个人的牧者。
And I pray that if there's one here this morning who's not a part of your flock, that you'll convict them of their need to come to you.
Oh, 如果我们当中今天有人还不是你的不在你的羊群当中希望你能够让他进加入到你的羊群中。
Help them to commit their lives to you that they might experience that freedom from fear.
让他们能够经历一个新的生命没有恐惧然后充满了自由。
Lord, convince all of us this morning of your ability to see us through whatever valley we'll ever go through.
神啊让我们每个人都了解到你能够带领我们走过人生的每一个低谷。
And we'll be careful to give you the praise for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉基督耶稣之名祷告。Amen.